Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. We just thank you for joining in with us on today. I bless God for you. I'm so excited about today's airing. Actually, I'm always excited when we get an opportunity to share the word of God with the people. And so I'm just so grateful that in this hour that I see so many men and women who are really stepping forth and stepping out and doing what God has called them to do and being the vessels that God has called them to be in the earth in this hour. And so I'm just so thankful for that. And the reason why I'm so thankful for that is because the more we as believers step out on faith and do what God calls us to do, we have an opportunity to share Jesus Christ with others, which, hey, that opens up the door for salvation. That opens up the door for lives to be changed. And so we just thank God for the vessels in this hour. And we thank God for those who are coming into the fold, who are going to just say, you know what, I can't do this thing by myself. I can't live this life by myself. I need Jesus in my life. So hallelujah for those who will be joining in with the kingdom, doing kingdom business, and just doing what God has told them to do. Don't give up on your brothers and sisters. They may not be, you know, there yet, but, you know, hey, we haven't always, well, some of us hasn't always been saved on all of our lives. And so we play that death trap. Yeah, we lived in the world and doing our own thing, but because of the grace and the mercy of God, thank you, Lord, we are still here. So let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this airing today. I thank you for this broadcast. Father, I thank you for our sponsors. Lord, I thank you for every person that is on the line today. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are such an awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, that you just love us so much, God, and we just want to love on you today and say thank you, Lord, for loving us and keeping us, God. Thank you for giving us wisdom and direction in this time and in this season. We bless your holy name, God, and you are worthy, yes, Lord, of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So today, we're going to just talk a little bit about attitude and attitude of gratitude. You know, and I hear, you know, we're getting pumped up and we're all excited about Thanksgiving, Turkey Day tomorrow. And that's awesome because, you know, you get a time to spend with all your family and your friends, and some people are even traveling. We do pray that God give them a traveling grace and mercy as they go to and fro during this holiday time. But one of the things that the Lord was talking to me about and dropped in my spirit is that, you know, an attitude of gratitude, Thanksgiving should be every day. It's not just one day. It should be every day. Every day the Lord wakes us up and allow us to plant our feet on this ground, on this earth. It should be a day of Thanksgiving. Every day we wake up to breathe life, it should be viewed as a day of Thanksgiving. You know, and you know, we ask God for blessings and things like that, and then when he blesses us, oh, we can shout and we can have a heart of Thanksgiving. But what about when we go through trials and tribulations? What about when we're sick in our body? What about when our finances are funny, or money is funny, and our bills need to get paid? Can we still, you know, God wants to know, can we still have an attitude of gratitude? Can we still have a heart of Thanksgiving with the spirit of praise on our lips? And so what we need to be focused on is that even though Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but amongst the believers, Thanksgiving should be every day. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving where we bless God and we thank him for his grace and his mercy, and we thank him for his precious son Jesus and his Holy Spirit. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving, and so we want to be thankful for that. Another thing that we want to pray also for those who don't have any family. You know, everybody doesn't have family, and everybody and people, some of us who, you know, some people who do have family are not as close connected to their families. First, we have to be mindful that God is the one who created families. And so, you know, many times we look at the other person in the family who may be acting crazy. Yeah, we all have those family members where, you know, they know how to cut up and act the food and all those type of things, you know. But if we look at it, you know, sometimes God places us in, you know, in particular situations so that we can be that light. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you have to just roll over and pretend, you know, that things are, you know, don't exist. But when it comes to family, especially on holiday times, you know, we need to be prayerful for our families, but we also need to be prayerful for those who don't have families. We need to be prayerful for those who are in shelters and who are in the jail cells and even that's incarcerated. We need to be prayerful for them because, you know, they have families, you know, and some are locked away from their families. And yes, we know, you know, it's some, you know, many cases is by their choices in life, you know, but hey, you know, they are still human beings, and so we still need to be prayerful for them. There are so many people living out on the streets, you know, and as I was planning a banquet that I'm doing for the homeless coming up in June, the Lord had dropped that in my spirit because what I noticed is so many times we wait until the cold months come in, and then all of a sudden we want to start getting all these coats and all these hats and all these blankets around October. You know, that's when the cold months come in. And so what God is giving me the opportunity to do is to host a banquet. And at that banquet, we will be honoring a particular shelter that's here in Killeen, Texas. And what the Lord gave me to do is that every person that comes to the banquet, they will bring, you know, either blanket or blankets, you know, whichever the Lord lays on their heart. Then they will also bring coats. They will also bring hats, jackets, whatever it is to help keep them warm. And that will be in June. And yes, I know that's like the summer months, but that's when we need to be getting it together, not waiting until October, you know what I mean? But during the summer months, you know, just start, you know, have people raking it in. And so what I say all of this to say this, we know that people go through, the homeless shelters are going to be there. They're always going to be there, you know. And so there's always going to be someone in need. And so we need to be mindful of that every day when we are walking around in our warm homes and we have plenty of heat going, or when we go to our refrigerator and we have all this food in there. We need to be thankful to God for that. You know, I tell my kids, when they were younger, and I still tell them now, and they grown, don't put no more on your plate than you are not going to eat, because there's too many hungry people out here that has absolutely nothing to eat. Yes, I do. I tell my grandkids the same thing. If you're not going to eat it, don't ask for it. If you're not going to eat it, don't get too much. I mean, you know, but all of my grandbabies are small, so we have to fix their own plate. But what I'm saying is that, you know, when we teach our children these things, they grow up with those. My middle son tell his son, 5 years old, he told his son, he said, eat that food. You're not throwing that food away. It's too many hungry people in Africa. You know what, y'all? Oh, my God. I used to tell my kids that all the time when they were younger, because that's all I knew, you know. I mean, I just knew that the commercials used to come on the TV and everything and show about the hungry babies in Africa with the big bellies. And, I mean, that really touched my heart. I felt such a compassion for them. And so, at that point, I started telling my kids, you are not throwing that food away. You ask for it, you're going to eat it. It's too many hungry babies over there on the other side of the continent that don't have anything to eat. And I, you know, even to this day, I end up saying the same thing. But, you know, it taught them how to be thankful for what they have. Because, you know, some days when we struggled and we didn't have anything, it wasn't just the people in different continents that didn't have any food. It was us who didn't have any food, you know what I mean? And so we had to struggle through that, and that taught them how to be thankful for the things that God has blessed us with. But, you know, it's not only just kids. It's many adults. You know, we go to get our plates, and we fold that plate up, and our eyes are way bigger than our bellies. We know good and well we couldn't eat all that food. And what happens? We end up throwing that food in the trash, just waste. You know, I encourage you today, as we get ready to have an awesome and wonderful feast with our families tomorrow, when you go to fix your plate, when we go to fix our plate, just think about it. If we know we're not going to eat all that food, don't pile all that food on there, because what we say, well, I'll go back and eat it later. And then sometimes later, we end up throwing that food away, and we end up not eating it. That's a waste of food that somebody could have been eating. Amen? All right. And so one of the other things the Lord was talking to me about is that not only the day of Thanksgiving, but we need to be more mindful of those who are living out on the streets. You know, and back to the Thanksgiving, real quickly, guys, listen, if the Lord placed it in your heart to take a plate, you may not be able to feed an entire shelter. But if the Lord lays it on your heart to take a plate out, you know, I'm pretty
sure there's going to be some people out on the street, you know, and he may tell you, drop that plate off. If the Lord tells you to do that, please, please be obedient. Take that plate, get that plate all together. I'm not talking about drop no one piece of turkey and no one piece of ham and a spoonful of stuff, because y'all know that is not how we fix our plate. So come on, let's not even pity party with the others. Let's not even pity pat when it comes to feeding the others. Let's fix that plate as if we was fixing it for ourselves. Come on now. And so anyway, if God places that on your heart, go ahead and take that, fix that nice, healthy plate out there for that person. And I promise you, if God lays it on your heart to do that, he's going to send someone your way, put someone in your path. You ain't going to have to drive all the way around town, because God placed it in your heart. He's going to strategically plan for you two to run into each other. And that's going to be an opportunity for you to bless someone tomorrow. And so listen to the voice of God as we are with our family and with our friends and enjoying, you know, the feast and everything, and being thankful for the day. Listen, continue listening to the voice of God. And as he tells you to prepare those plates, whether it's 1, 5, 10, 15, whatever he tells you to do, be obedient, because someone is going to be waiting on you. Yes, I promise you, someone, if the Lord gives you the instructions, you can believe that someone is going to be waiting on you. I wanted to share the scripture with you. I love the scripture. And it's coming from Colossians 3:15. And it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Yes, be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and strains from the Spirit. And songs from the Spirit, singing to God with there it is, that word, gratitude in your what? In your hearts. Yes, it's always our hearts. What is in our hearts? Let it be pure. Let it come forth from a pure place. Amen. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. That's such a powerful scripture right there. That's such an awesome scripture, because it says whatever we do, I don't care what it is, whatever we do, again, as the word said, whether indeed or word, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Yes, always giving thanks to God the Father through him. And so we have an opportunity to be a blessing to someone, not just tomorrow, but we have an opportunity to be a blessing to one. Don't you know that if we were to fix a plate for someone at God, when he places that person in our path, that person may be eating off that plate the entire night. I don't know about some of you guys, but I'm in Killeen, Texas, and where we are now, it's pretty nifty outside. It's pretty cold outside. And so if we have an opportunity to be a blessing to someone, you know, we can go ahead and do that. And God honors that. You know why? Because he sees that we are being obedient. He sees that we are not just thinking of ourselves and our bellies and our family. He sees that we are doing it. And the first thing he's going to do, he's going to look at our hearts. You know why he's going to look at our hearts? Because he wants to see what's the motive behind it. So if we are going to be a blessing to someone else during this holiday season, let it come from a place of purity. Let's not do it just because everybody else is doing. Let's not do it just so that people can say, oh, yeah, I so-and-so gave so-and-so. No, let's not do it so people can call our name, but let's do it because God told us to do it, and let's do it with pureness, and let's do it with a heart of thanksgiving that we even have food to give to someone else, to be a blessing to someone else. Let's not do it just so that people would know that we did something. You know, I hear people all the time, and they say that I did this and I did that, and you know, and it's good to share our testimonies. I believe that's awesome because it brings all glory to God, but is there certain things that God would allow me to do, to share, and certain things he just wants me to keep it between him, myself, and the person on the other end. And the reason for that is, number one, that keeps us humble. That always keeps us humble because, you know, I mean, come on, we're human. When people start calling our name all the time about something, oh, boy, our heads can get big. Oh, yeah, and if you don't watch it, that enemy will sneak on in there, and before you know it, you done forgot all about that spirit of humility. We done forgot all about, you know, keeping ourselves humble before God. But that spirit of pride will jump on in there just like a little snake. It'll just creep and crawl on in there before you know it, you're there, and we'll be asking ourselves, how in the world did I get here? You know how we got there? Because people kept calling on our names. They call on our names more than they said, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. You know what? People come to me and start telling me, oh, you did such an awesome job, blah, blah, blah. Glory to God. First, and not only saying that, but it's coming from a place of purity in my heart, because I understand that if it wasn't for God, then I wouldn't be doing the things that I do. I don't do it in my own strength. Sometimes I'll be tired and aching and all kinds of things, you know, and I just want to rest. But it's not what I want to do. It's the will of God that has to be done in this hour. And God wants to know, can he trust us? Can he trust us to be grateful? Can he trust us to have a heart of gratitude towards him? Can we be thankful? God wants to know, are we thankful for our leaders? You know, leaders go through so much in this hour. You know, they're being bashed all over the country. I mean, really, our leaders need our prayers. It's not about what we think about the leaders. God doesn't need our opinion, and the people doesn't need our opinion. If we're not speaking on our leaders coming from a place of purity, coming from a place of wholeness, edifying, encouraging them, then we need to just take that thing to God, because you know what? At some point, we're going to find ourselves, if we're not already there at that place where we're placing leadership and that burden that we carry, you know, it's going to become a heavy burden, because you have so much to deal with, so many people to deal with. You know, you have so many of their issues to deal with. You know, it's a heavy burden. It's a heavy thing to carry. And so we have to lay the burden all down to God and ask him to give us the strength to do so. But let us be mindful. Not only pray for our leaders, but be thankful for them, because they go through so much. Our pastors, our teachers, our intercessors, I mean, people in the place of leadership, apostles and prophets, you know, we go through a lot, but we go through it because we know that God has called us for such a time as this. And so we thank him. We don't complain about it. Oh, no, baby. We don't complain about it. We don't complain about the things that God has called us into, because it's a privilege just to serve him. It's a privilege just to even be used by him. You won't find me complaining, baby. If God said do it, I'm going to go ahead. Go ahead and do it, and I'm going to trust God for the outcome. And so why? Because it's coming from a purity of heart. When I think about where God has brought me from, I'm so thankful that he didn't give up on me. I'm so thankful that he allowed me to be here today. You know, if the enemy had his way, I would have been dead at the age of 25. I'm now 49, I think. Y'all forgive me. I'm 48 years old, y'all. And listen, if it was not for God on my side, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for his angels watching over me, keeping me and protecting me, I would have been dead at the age of 25. And now I'm a mother of three, you know, I am. I'm a mother of four children and three grandkids. And so I'm so grateful to God that that he, you know, allowed me to be here. I see someone from a 701 number, 701 area code. You have there's a question mark up there, and I'm not really sure what that is. But listen, guys, I just want to thank God that you guys joined on the line today. I'm so grateful to God for you guys for joining in. I'm so grateful to God for those who will be coming back, who will be you know, listening to the recording. Remember, an attitude of gratitude, 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes, we need to be thankful for God, for our families, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our husbands, for our wives, for our leadership. Be thankful. Pray for our country. Pray for other countries as the Lord leads you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Just pray, you know. And, hey, we need to be thankful to God that we have an opportunity to pray. Some people can't even pray out loud these days. Some people can't go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ these days, because we're living in perilous times. And so, therefore, they can't do, you know, what we can do so much in the open. And that gives God, wow, that is such a blessing. When God looks at us and see, when he looks at us and see that we are doing his will, and we are walking in his ways, and we are going, we are just trusting him to make a way out of no way, as we say, you know, and we still go forth. We need to make sure that we are honoring God, because there's so many people who have to hide in the hut. They have to pray in secret. They have to have church in secret, but God still is allowing us to go forth and do his will. And so it's such a privilege. It's such an, oh, my God, it's such an awesome, just to be an awesome opportunity to just to be able to praise God and thank him for who he is in our lives. So I want to thank you guys for joining in on the air. We're not going to use up our whole 30-minute time. I do want to take the opportunity to share a few things with you. Starting in probably December, we're going to have, going to open up a switchboard, open up the line so that people can give feedback or things like that. It can share in on the topics and conversations and things like that. So that's going to be starting in December. So we do want to encourage you to jump on the line so we can have some feedback going and things like that. And you may want to come and share your praise report and or different things like that, or even just leave us a prayer request or just a word of encouragement. So we do thank you for joining us. I do want to tell you, you can go visit me on Facebook at Carolyn King Robertson at Facebook.com, and you can find me on there. You can also find me at Twitter, Prophetess Carolyn R _ NMCIC. I'm also on Inkin. I am also on Google Plus. You can also visit my website at www.nmcic.org and check out my page and find out the updates and what's going on there. I do have several conferences coming up. I would love for you guys to join in. Also, pick up my book on Amazon. I just had my second book released on last week. It's called Prophetically Speaking, and it's a daily reading, daily edification, a daily word that God has released me to share with you, a prayer, a scripture, just to help jumpstart your day. It encourages you and help pushes you to that place that God wants you to be. Amen. So I do appreciate your support. We thank God again for our sponsors, and we just pray that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Be encouraged and remember that God loves you and I love you as well. Thank you guys again for joining in. Be blessed. Amen. Amen.